Any SAT grader will tell you that while many of the essays are competent, few are poetic. One of America's finest poets, Emily Dickinson, is getting a different sort of tribute from a rather surprising source, the video game industry. At this week's Game Developers Conference in San Francisco, three of the leading designers in the business took up a unique challenge: develop a game based on the Belle of Amherst. To tell us more, we're joined now by Jason Della Rocca, Executive Director of the International Game Developers Association. He joins us by phone from the conference. Thanks for taking time out to talk to us.
Thank you.
So what did designers come up with?
Oh, some interesting game ideas. You know, one of the designers came up with the idea of using a touchscreen and stylus to, you know, actually write poetry on the screen using symbols from Emily's various poems. And another one of the designers came up with this crazy idea of sort of having Emily Dickinson as an avatar on your screen, sort of like the annoying paperclip in Word that would sort of come up and ask if she could read your what you were writing in your document, or sort of annoy you or engage you in various ways.
It's sort of a personality, an avatar, as you say.
Yeah, so sort of bringing some of her eccentricity and quirkiness, and also sort of sharing some of her poetry and engaging you as you were, you know, using your computer in a general sense. So yeah, more sort of a digital friend, as it were, on the computer.
When that paperclip comes up, I tell it to go away or I ignore it. What happens if I ignore Emily Dickinson?
Well, then she might get upset at you and then, you know, write one of her brooding poems and then recite it to you. And then, you know, maybe you'd feel guilty that you shoot her away.
I would almost certainly feel guilty, but I still might not do anything about it. This isn't the first time the conference has done something like this, trying out, forcing designers to come up with something that nobody would anticipate ever having to make a video game out of.
Yeah, I mean, that's a very good point. This was the second design challenge. Last year, the design challenge was to come up with a compelling love story. You know, we don't see stuff like poetry or love stories or many other topics really covered within the game space. And using this, you know, design challenge as a way to get designers to force themselves to think about what they would do given that opportunity is really an important aspect of pushing the medium of games forward.
And the medium of games continues to push forward. Of course, it's very profitable, but the content of the games, Emily Dickinson, let's see, Emily Dickinson and, does she shoot anybody?
No, I mean, that's a common misperception. I mean, only 10% of the games out there are really of this sort of violent style of gameplay. What many people don't realize is games are actually a diverse medium. They really appeal to a very broad range of players, you know, from young to old and of all different backgrounds and such. And, you know, like other forms of art and entertainment, we are an expressive medium, and there's a lot of stuff that we express in games. So that sort of stereotype of every game has a gun in it is actually rather incorrect.
Just the ones I see on TV being advertised, perhaps.
Yeah, or yeah, the ones in the media.
Yeah. Any chance that any of these Emily Dickinson games are going to be advertised on TV, brought out to the public?
Well, you know, it'd be nice if they were. I mean, the industry, you know, it is a business, and you know, the publishers have to consider what would sell, and you know, would you buy an Emily Dickinson game, and could that game be compelling? Would they be able to find a marketplace for that? And you know, if they believe that were the case, then yeah, I think we'd see that on the shelf, or you know, advertised on television. You know, the industry as a whole is sort of finding its way and trying to figure out how to best reach those diverse audiences. So maybe one day, I'd certainly hope so.
Aside from Emily Dickinson, what's the big news at this year's conference?
I mean, it's really about future vision. It's really about looking at the medium of games and asking us the tough questions like the design challenge and looking at, you know, what games can be in the future. They really are pervading our culture. You know, they are a design medium. It is expressive, and more people are expressing themselves through games and digital play and interactivity. And, you know, it's just pervading everything we do, and that's some of the stuff that we're exploring here at the conference.
Well, good luck.
Thank you.
Jason Della Rocca is director of the International Game Developers Association, and he joined us by phone from the conference in San Francisco. We will leave you with one of the reclusive author's poems recited by a participant in last year's very low-tech marathon reading of Emily Dickinson poems in Amherst, Massachusetts. If you failed to treat your cyber Dickinson well, this might be your reward.
Venerate the simple days which lead the seasons by, needs but to remember that from you or I they may take the trifle termed mortality. To invest existence with a stately air needs but to remember that the acorn there is the egg of forest for the upper air.
The poetry of Emily Dickinson. Ira's here tomorrow with Science Friday. I'll see you Monday. In Washington, I'm Neil Conan, NPR News.